Before we begin tonight, I want to just make a brief announcement. There's a young lady who's a college student at Florida College named Jamie Gunner. Jamie's sitting over here about three or four rows back. And I asked her if I can mention this, and she said certainly. But I just want you to be aware that Jamie's mother, Sandra, is battling cancer and is in the process of taking treatments now. And Jamie is in school this semester at Florida College. She and her family are from Missouri. And she's here in school this semester, in part anyway, because her mother wanted her to come. And she has a great support group at home. She has a great support group here. And I thought it would be good for you to at least be aware of that. And I asked Jamie this morning if I could mention that to all of you. She said, certainly, the more prayers, the better. So that tells you that this young lady has a great faith and great trust in the Lord. And so I know you'll want to add Sandra Gunter to your prayer list. And we certainly will continue to do that and appreciate all the prayers that are continually offered on her behalf already. As I announced to you this morning, we want to ask some of our young men who are college students to help lead us in our worship period tonight. And I'd like to just make a personal observation, if I may, for just a moment, that I believe it's true. I see what I think is a renewed interest, maybe in spiritual things and commitment to spiritual things from a lot of young people these days. And there are certainly, of course, always exceptions to that. But I think that many young people who are spiritually minded want to serve God and want to commit to Him. And I think many of our college students that we have this year fall into that category. I know many of them personally. I know many of their parents personally. And I think as you get to know them, you'll be impressed with the level of spirituality that they have and their commitment to the Lord. And I hope and pray you'll do that. Of course, the young men sometimes get more attention just simply because they take a more active part in terms of being up in front of people. But certainly in terms of the spirituality, these young ladies that we have match them in every way. And I'm grateful that we have such a fine group this year. And so tonight, we're going to ask several of these young men to help us as we worship together. The theme tonight I have planned for this is be strong and courageous and fight Satan. And I think what we have and we have among these young people, certainly the willingness to do that and the commitment to do that. So as we sing these songs tonight, let's be strengthened. As we offer these prayers tonight, let's be strengthened. And as we read from God's Word. So I'll ask you if you would maybe to take out your Bibles and be ready to follow along as these young men read several passages for us tonight. We'll be led in several songs and we'll also be led in some prayers as well. So I hope that the time that we spend together is beneficial to us. Andrew Shannon will come and lead us in a prayer as we begin.
Let's all pray. God, our great and wonderful Father in heaven, we come before you now. You're so great and so awesome. You're the creator of everything, Lord. And we know that you can do everything. You are all in all. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that you've given us all today to come and to worship you in this environment. Thank you for the lesson we had this morning and the songs we sung this morning and the verses we heard this morning as well. We ask that tonight, as we enter into this worship, that we're all attentive to the songs and we listen to the words and the meaning of the songs and the verses that we will read. We ask that you be with us during that. But we also ask that you be with those who might not have been able to make it tonight, those who are spiritually sick or those who are physically sick. We especially pray a special prayer for Jamie's family this time and for her mother. And if it be thy will, we ask that you use your healing hand and be with the doctors that are watching over her. Lord, we want to thank you for your son and the sacrifice that was made on the cross, that through that we have, through that and your grace, we have the opportunity someday to be with you in heaven. And it's through your son's holy and matchless name that we pray this prayer. Amen.
Good evening. The first scripture tonight would be from Joshua chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. Joshua 1, 5 through 9. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all that the law of Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That's Joshua 1, verses 5 through 9.
Number 22 in the supplement, be strong and courageous. Number 22.
The Lord is my life.
Please turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. I'll be reading verses 10 through 13. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Two thirty-one in the hymnals. Soldiers of Christ, arise.
Do, soldiers of Christ, arise.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we come for you today singing praises and reading your word. God, we ask that you would help us to be strong, to help us to put on the whole armor of God, to be able to withstand any obstacles that come our way, that we would be able to influence many all the people around us and have a good influence on them and do the best that we can here. Father, we ask that you please be with us. Keep us safe. Father, there's many of us that are spiritually sick and struggling. There's many people out in this world, and we ask that you would please help us to go out in the world and to teach them and do the best that we can to influence everybody around us. Father, we ask that you please keep us safe. Watch over us. Please help for us to take everything that we're studying today. Please help for us to pay attention to the songs, to listen to the words that we're singing, to take everything that we can out of the service this evening, that we can go out and continue to do your will, Father. Please guide, guard, and direct us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You reading from Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing, shall be able to separate us from the love of our God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
The battle belongs to the Lord. Number 4 in the supplemental songbooks. The battle belongs to the Lord.
Verses 46 through 50, if you'd like to turn there with me. That's Psalm 18, verses 46 through 50. And it says, "The Lord lives, blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdues the peoples under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing the praises to your name. Great deliverance he gives to his king, and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore."
The next song will be in the supplements, number 136, "You Are My Strength."
Thank you.
Well, I'm not Chad, but I'm going to read nonetheless from Philippians, the third chapter, and if you would, please follow along as I read beginning in verse 7. These are the words of the Apostle Paul. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
Number two in the supplement. If you would please stand.
I'm going to just run a risk here, and I'm going to ask David to do something for me. David Edwards, if he's in the back. I want you, those first two songs we sang, David, I'll just run them through again. Would you do that for me? I just want us to sing those two songs, and I want these gentlemen who led, Bradley and Ryan, to lead those songs again for us, if you would. Those are songs that I think are less familiar to us, and they have a lot to say about what we've sung about tonight. So I want us, if you would, to sing those first two songs. The first one, Be Strong and Courageous. And I'm not sure what the second one's called, but we're going to sing it nonetheless. Concentrate on these words, and I think these are less familiar to you. So since we have just a few extra minutes, I want us to sing these songs again and be strengthened by these words. Bradley?
Holy as heaven, go forth to the
I appreciate these men leading these songs tonight and reading from God's Word and praying with us and together with us, and I hope that it's been edifying to you. Let me mention something from Luke, the second chapter, tonight. After I bring these brief remarks, we'll be singing "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus." That's 280 in the songbook, if you care to use that. I'm reading from Luke, the second chapter. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the Feast of the Passover. And when Jesus was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother did not know it. But supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Now so it was that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. I really wish, personally, that I knew a little bit more about Jesus' life when he was younger. I'd like to know more about his growing up years. That's just something I'd like to know. Obviously, if the Lord, through inspiration, had wanted me to know that and you to know that, he would have given us more information about that. But this is certainly one of the instances and incidents in Christ's life when, as even as a young man, that he was, it says, he was about his father's business. Verse 49 says, "He said to his parents, 'Why did you seek me, and did you not know that I must be about my father's business?'" There are a lot of things I'd like to ask his parents about that. I think the reason they sought him because they were his parents. And I think he probably understood that. But at the same time, he was, in a lot of ways, a special young man. He was the Son of God even at 12 years old. And I think it remarkable that even at that age, he understood what it was to seek out the business of his father. And you know, while certainly the Son of God had some unique business to tend to in reference to his father, it really is our purpose in life to tend to the Father's business as well. And that happens to each of us at different times in our life. Certainly once we reach the age of accountability, we're obligated, if we understand our responsibility to God, we're obligated to serve him. I grew up in a household where my parents tried to instill that in me. Even in my early years, even when I was in elementary school, I heard a lot about God. I heard a lot about what Jesus had done for me. And it took me some time to try to put all that together. And in a very real sense, in some ways, I'm still continuing that process. But I can remember even as a young teenager when I decided to obey the gospel. And there were a lot of things that I had to learn, just like there are a lot of things that I continue to have to learn. But that, I think, set me on a course that even at this point in time in my life, I'm grateful for. Many of these, all of these young men who have helped us tonight as we have worshiped, are on that same course. They're pursuing that. They're not as far along as me. They're not as far along as many of you, nor are these young ladies who are here among us in college now. We're grateful for them. But all of us have some opportunity here to decide if we're ready to do the Father's business. And I think for a young person, I do think it's hard. And there are a lot of reasons why I think it's hard. There are also a lot of reasons why I think it's possible. You may be here tonight, you may be a high school student. You may be a middle school student. You may be an elementary school student. And you may be trying to decide, am I going to serve God? I'm going to tell you something. You can do it. And these young people tonight who are just a little bit older than you, they're doing it. And in my judgment, from my observation, they're doing it because they're committed to it. They want to be about the Father's business. And I want you to use them. I want you to see them as people who can help you and people who can influence you. And I think all of us need to see them as that. But as we consider tonight, as we close at least this part of the service, I hope that you'll consider strongly whether or not you've decided to follow Jesus. It may be that you're here tonight and you're a younger person. Possibly you've given thought to doing that. This would be a great night for you to do that. Maybe that you're in this assembly tonight and you're older and you say, you know, I've kind of lost my way. I've been about my own business for so long and I need to change that. Well, that's really why we sing an invitation song. We just simply sing it as a group of people who are believers. We sing it together to encourage anyone in our assembly who might be ready and willing to respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whether you're young or whether you're old, if you need to respond tonight to the gospel of Christ, we pray that you'll do it right now as we stand and as we sing.
I have decided to follow Jesus.